We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest for this morning is Pastor Chris Ogden. How are you this
Hello.
Morning?
Good morning. Wonderful.
It's a beautiful day.
I'll take it.
If you have a praise report or prayer request, you can email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Joshua's Crossing Ministries and Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to pray to start us out?
All right. Father, we just thank you today, Lord. What a privilege it is to be in the Hour of Power today with these girls. Father, I just pray your will be done, Lord, that as we take this word out over the airways, Lord, that people can be encouraged, that people can make changes if they're necessary. Father, Lord, that if repentance is ordered, Lord, that they just repent and move on with God. And Father, we just give you glory in advance in Jesus' name.
Amen. I like your title. Are you willing to walk away for the kingdom?
Yes. Hallelujah. That I could get working on that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to see so much more, amen, in sacrifice. You know, I think that's a lost word today. Mm-hmm. I think we have forgotten what it really means to walk away from myself, walk away from the world, walk away from the hindrances, walk away. You know, the devil, he's good at what he does. He's been watching us all our lives. He knows what tempts us. He knows what hinders us. He knows what appetites us. Amen. And he tries to keep us fitted in that arena, amen, to where it's all about me. And if I've ever seen a time, especially in the 40-plus years that I've been living for God now, of the world being about themselves, it's today.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. At the cost of others. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we've even seen this move into the Christian ranks. Amen. And it's a scary thing. You know, I've said it for years, if the world looks churchy and the church looks worldly, where is that dividing line? Where do they see? If they see us, the believers, looking just as good as they are, why do they need what we have? Why is our words not penetrating and getting in the depths of their hearts? Where is the sacrifice? Where is the separation? Where is the sinless lifestyle that we keep telling people they ought to be living, but we're not living it ourselves? And I'm not trying to be difficult or hard. This is just reality. We've got into what I call a compromised word today. We don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to talk about rules. We don't want to talk about walking away, amen, from things that God is not happy. You know, I keep a deal on my computer in my living room. I have a big screen right there next to my couch, amen. And I print off things that I want to learn and put in my heart. And it was talking about holiness, right? And when I actually Googled it and looked it up, I found one that said, hate the things that God hates, love the things that God loves, and get deep in his word that you know how to live. Amen.
Amen.
And so how are we going to really, you know, tell the world that this is the path, amen, don't get on that dirt road, don't get stuck in the mud, but walk with God if you're not walking with God yourself?
Right.
Because I say this much in the world today, and it seems like I've just learned this reality, is that I could do better at saying nothing and living the life than to say what you should do and not walk it out. Amen. And so people are watching. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I think that in our time, like we were talking before we started today, you know, about the eclipse and different things like that, you know, people are in fear today. People are looking for answers. Amen. And God is not withholding any of these answers. The Christians are. Amen. Right. Love me through that. We're not bold enough, or we're walking in fear, or we just are busy lives. Come on. I'm not beating us down. I'm just saying that we've lost the first love, and we've lost the reality of what is my responsibility in 2024 about public and society and humanity. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so we have to get back to this. And I was reading, amen, in this Mark 10, amen, and I titled this thought, Are You Willing to Walk Away? Walk away from what? Walk away from yourself. Amen. Mm-hmm. Really, that adds it all up. Are you willing to walk away from the hindrances in your life? Are you willing to walk away from the negativity? Are you willing to walk away from the doubt that your faith is not working because you're caught up in doubt? Are you willing to walk away from a artificial word because there's plenty of fake word out there? Our churches are growing because they feel good instead of realizing they need truth, and not everything's going to make me feel good. Right. Amen. When I come to a reality out of the Word of God, and we'll get into a little bit about this in just a few minutes here, but when we get into the reality of the Word of God, not everything always makes me a great day. I need to realize I've compromised. Amen. I've walked away from God's truth. Hallelujah. And I have to come back to that. And sometimes that means repentance, which I think is the greatest thing God ever gave us.
Right.
Amen. My spirit man is never sinning. Amen. The spirit that God developed in me when I got saved will never sin. God renews that every day. But I still live in a soul, amen, that has a mind, intellect, emotion, you know, things like that, that can be swayed. And also, I live in a natural body. I tell everybody, I just lease my body. My spirit's leaving one day. Or, amen, when the rapture of the church takes place,
I like
amen,
it.
It's going to be glorified, and no longer will I have these aches and pains or whatever. I don't have to worry about too many Big Macs. I don't have to worry about not enough pop, right? Amen. We just come into the natural. But, amen, the reality of that is those things can hinder me from being everything God intended for me to be. Again, my spirit man is perfected in the things of God because he has totally saturated me. But my life in emotion, my life in will, my life in my intellect, meaning how much do I know, is all going to be tuned by the things of God and in the Word of God. And so if you're not willing to walk away, amen, for the purpose of the kingdom of God, who are you following now? Amen. Hallelujah. You either follow God or you follow the flesh. You follow God or you follow worldliness. You follow God or you might even be following Satan. Amen. And you don't even know that his villains that are all around us are hindering you from being everything that God wants you to be, which can really, love me through it, warp your testimony of who you really are. Mm-hmm. Amen. And let me tell you, the world is really quick to judge you. Amen, especially as a child of God, and especially in the hour. I believe that we are living in the end times. I mean, the signs are very much before us. Amen. Mm-hmm. When do we know that the Lord is coming? We don't. Amen. But we can know signs and times, nations rising up against nations, pestilences. Amen. We have earthquakes. We have all these worldly things that are going on that are a sign that are escalating, which means we're seeing more and more of them. Amen. It's like Jesus says in John 16, amen, it's like a woman that is having birthing pains on a natural realm. Amen. She gets some pains in the beginning, but the closer she gets to delivering, the pains get worse and more intensified. So will it be when the Lord comes back. And did he not even say that as it is, or as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be? What happened in the days of Noah? Everybody was playing. Everybody was saying life is good. Everything. They weren't looking to any kind of event coming in for destruction. We are doing the same thing today. Mm-hmm. And so I got to be honest with you, amen, that God has just been just stirring my heart, amen, to take another examination. And I'll tell you, this happened 3 or 4 months ago, I got to be honest with you, amen, which I love the Word. I'm madly in love with God, always have been. That's never going to change. He is number one to me. He is my life. I enjoy my life, amen. Now, I do make myself some troubles. Welcome to the club, all right. But the bottom line is that when I walk with God, when I talk with God, when I listen to the Holy Spirit, when I be led by him, my days tend to work a little better for me, all right? And so we need to realize that who am I listening to? Amen. It kind of goes back to when I was a kid in cartoons. You got, you know, mm-hmm. what's his name on the one side, and you got the devil on the other side. Who are you listening to today? Mm-hmm. Amen. And so what am I willing to sacrifice for the kingdom? You know, let's read some scripture here. Amen. We're in Mark chapter 10. Amen. And we're talking about the rich young ruler. It's a good example today to go into. And it said, and when he had gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do to inherit the eternal life? Now, we need to understand this particular area that I'm reading in today. Amen. Jesus had not died on the cross and rose again. Amen. We still have the old law working here. And so there was a rule related or man related or works related. Amen. Lifestyle. And that's what we're seeing here. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud anybody. Honor thy father and mother. Boy, we could just use them basics today in the world, huh? And he said, and he answered and said to him, master, all of these things I have observed, amen, from my youth. And in Jesus, listen to what he says. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him. I love that he said that. And he said unto him, one thing thou lackest. One thing you're missing. One thing is not operational right now. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up thy cross and follow me. And verse 22 says something that just grieved my heart. It said, and he was sad. You know, at the same. Now, understand the concept or principle that is going in there, because they believed in that day, if you were wealthy, you had the favor of God. Mm-hmm. That's how they believed it. Well, I guess the poor man today, amen, he's not in favor with God. Really? I have a love for the homeless people, especially in Tulsa. I have a great love for them. I have compassion for them. Amen. And I remember one conversation that I had with a guy one afternoon. I was in Tulsa, amen, for the weekend up there with Judy, and I was talking to this man. I go to this same park before I ever came here 10 years ago. Amen. I used to go to this same park every morning about 8 o'clock, and I would pray before I went to my body shop, amen, about 3 or 4 miles from the park. And that was just my routine. I would go to Panera Bread, get me a coffee. I would go to the park, pray for a little while, and then I would go on to the shop and do my daily rhythm, right? Hallelujah. But the homeless were always there. They lived in this park. Amen. Different ones. Never saw the same two people. Amen. But I remember one afternoon I went up to the park, killing time or something. Amen. And there was this guy pushing this shopping cart, right? And everything he owned was in that cart, okay? We need to understand that. You know, we're quick to judge the homeless, but the bottom line, I'm not sure that they don't got it better than a lot of us that got a whole lot of junk. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I remember having a conversation, and I'll never forget it. It so changed my life. And I went up to this man. I said, how's it going? He said, man, I'm doing good. And I thought, you know, I wasn't really ready to hear that. You know, usually most of them have something other to say than that. But he said, man, I'm really doing good. And I said, man, tell me your story. I just was inquisitive, right? And we got to talking, and he said, well, I said, I had a job, amen, and I was doing really good. But another one of the homeless people came to the job and got hired, and the boss started picking on that guy. And I defended him because he was not picking on him right, all right? The guy was doing the best he could do. And he said he just kept hitting the guy, basically, in a way of bringing him down, you know, vocally. And he said, I stepped in and just took up for that man because it seemed like the right thing to do. And he said, I got fired. Amen. And I said, man, I'm sorry, man. And he said, no, it's all right. I'll get another job. It just seemed like the right thing to do. And then he went on to tell me about his life, and he said, you know what, it hadn't always been like this, but you know what he was? And that ministered to me so much. He was content. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a house. He didn't have a car. He didn't have all kinds of funding. You know, that was his assets, was in that shopping cart, but his spirit was content. He loved God. He was in love with the kingdom. He wanted to help other homeless people, even though he didn't have much to give. He had his life to give. And it resonated with me that we have a wrong concept of everybody that's on the street. Mm-hmm. Some of them are there because they're meant to be there and their purpose to be there. You know, I wrote it down. Are you willing to walk away? to do what God is asking you to do? Are you willing to walk away for the kingdom purpose? Amen. Are you willing to be here in the morning hour from 9 to 10 and do, amen, hour of power when you could be at Walmart, you know, buying chocolate bars? How many know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? I could be drinking coffee with the farmers, or I could go do this or that. We all have excuses. Amen. And Jesus was saying to the rich young ruler, he says, amen, one thing thou lackest, because none of us are perfect. Don't let pride get in the way of your kingdom work. And so many times it does. Look what I'm doing. Oh, I was out there with the homeless today. Look what I'm doing. I gave $5 to somebody. Amen. And if you're not careful, that is all of your reward. You just spent your reward instead of keeping, amen, not letting your left hand know what the right hand is doing. But we're out there, amen, sacrificing and doing kingdom work. But one thing thou lackest. Amen. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor. Whoa, now you got on the wrong road. Huh? Everything was good, because right before this, you could see pride. Amen. Where he said, amen, I've done this all my life since I was a youth. I have followed the commandments of God. But thou lackest one thing. Huh? And it's that one thing that can completely destroy our life and our testimony. Because others are always searching, and believe it or not, they're judging your life because they want to make sure that they're going to get tapped into the right thing. And we all make mistakes. Come on, none of us are perfect. Amen. I know you got a whole halo, but I don't got one, all right? You know what I mean? I left it at the house, or I lost it somewhere, right? No, man, the reality of it is some days, I post a lot of pictures on Facebook. A lot of people follow my shop talk, and you know, and I was telling all the farmers, I said, man, where are you today? No, man, I got hour of power. I'm looking good. Amen. I'm going to the hour of power. Amen. What's hour of power? I say, this is podcast, digital. We're going worldwide.
Yes.
Amen. And they said, well, how long is that going to be? I said, it's going to be from 9 to 10. They said, you're going to talk for an hour? I said, I'll talk for longer than an hour probably. You know what I mean? But the thing about it is we're saying something to the world. Mm-hmm. See? What are we lacking today? What are you willing to walk away for the kingdom? Because love me through it, a lot of people aren't willing to walk away from anything. God second, me first. Mm-hmm. And this is so fallen trapped to the church today that the world doesn't want a lot of the church today. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, what is the value, amen, of the kingdom? Because if really, if you will take a look and put it in the scale of life, you will realize that, amen, the kingdom of God is priceless. You can't buy it. You can't do enough. Amen. I can never be good enough. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have to be. His righteousness he paid for. Amen. And all of the benefits of being saved, amen, has already been done. Amen. I will never be good enough if it was a works related like this is right here. Amen, to do good enough. They never were good enough. That's why they had to have sacrifices every year. Mm-hmm. Amen. They always could never be good enough. Amen. Mankind fails. Hello, welcome to the club. But the thing about it in Christianity and the thing about it in believers is that when we fail, we repent and we show the world that we're not perfect, but we know where to go to get renewed. Hallelujah. And so the kingdom is priceless to me. Amen. I need Jesus every day. I need the Father every day. He is first in my life. I don't want that, and it's never going to change. It'll be anything but that. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that he planted that in the table of my heart from a young man. And so we realize here, it says, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou have, and give to the poor, that thou shalt have treasure in heaven. We put so much value in today instead of realizing we're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever. Huh? Amen. That's Did you open that door to walk through it today? Mm-hmm. Sure, amen. But one day you get to walk through the door. Wow, think about that. Hallelujah. When Jesus came back after the resurrection, he didn't open the locked door. He walked through the wall.
Right.
Hello. Amen. That's that glorified body that all of us will have. Can you imagine, amen, one day being on planet Earth there, and then you click your fingers and you're back in heaven? That's pretty fast, ain't
yeah.
it? Huh? Amen. It's don't have to amazing. Buy gas, and I don't have to worry about whether my tire's flat.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And so we realize, amen, that if I'm willing to sacrifice in this life for the kingdom purpose first, Amen. Everything else is going to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. Huh? I don't have to have a bad day. It's whether I want to choose to have a bad day.
That's right.
Amen. You know, why do we get so mad when people, amen, say the wrong thing to you? Amen. You're so good and you're so wonderful and you're so perfect. Amen. And all of a sudden you can get aggravated at them. Mm-hmm. Hello. We might need to take another look at our lives, right? Amen. I don't get it all right. Amen. I look in the mirror every day. Amen. And I say, boy, you need work. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be honest with myself. So what is the value of this kingdom? The kingdom of God, amen, cannot be bought. The kingdom of God cannot be really seen other than what we do and what we represent. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so we realize that sacrifice is way better than just being good in myself. And it said in verse 22, it said that he was sad at the saying and went away grieved. You know, the first part of this, he's in pride. You know, I've done all these things, or maybe not even pride. Maybe he did do all those things, amen, and this is really pretty much an example, amen. But he had great possessions, and Jesus just said, get rid of your wealth, give to the poor, walk with me. Amen. What are we willing not to sacrifice today? Are we willing to, amen, have compassion? Are we willing to be long-suffering? Are we willing to be kind when we don't feel like being kind? Are we willing to be godliness or God-likeness? Is my representation pure and holy as he is in me? The kingdom of God dwells where? Inside of us. Every one of us have that portion. It's beyond me that there can be a billion Christians, amen, since Jesus, to roughly 2,000 years ago, could be billions. I don't know how many there are. And the Holy Spirit is in it. That there's enough of him. You know, why don't you give me your piece of the Holy Spirit? Give me your piece of the Holy Spirit. I would be more glorified. Really? Pride is in the way again, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. No, I have my portion, and he is everywhere. But what am I doing with my personal holiness? You know, and that's something that churches are so afraid to talk about. You know, how clean am I? Because holiness is something, righteousness God gave to us. Amen. We can't work for it. We can't do anything. It was a gift. Amen. But holiness is something we give back to God. That means how I live my life as a Christian. You know, I become more holy as I get in his word, as I pray, as I allow my soul that can be moved to the flesh or to the spirit. As I feed my soul, I tend to do better things for God. I'm more God aware. I'm more God opportunist, right? How many times have you went in a convenience store and somebody had a cane? Hello. And you had the gift of healing in you. Whoa. How many times have you went into Walmart, amen, and maybe you saw somebody struggling, because we have several struggling independent, you know, single parents, single dads, single moms, mm-hmm. can't buy gas or food, got to make a choice here, amen, and what? How many times could I maybe minister to that, amen, and gave a $10 or $15 to somebody and say, hey, put this to your basket, right, amen, but we don't think about those things, amen, we're caught up in our day, aren't we? We're caught up in our world. How many times, amen, have we realized that, you know, I could have just went up to somebody and said, man, your smile is incredible. That's the kind of smile you got. Huh? You always smile. So does Monica. Monica comes driving in the hour of power, just bounding her head.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
singing that, and got the, you know, she's one of those people when you go up to the stoplight, you know, some of them are thumping that rap, but Monica's thumping that Christianity. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Some of it's rap.
She's either hard of hearing or she just loves that music. Amen. I love that you do that. Amen. And so we realize that I can either make a choice of being sad or I can be glad. Mm-hmm. It's not what I have. I've been a businessman all my life. Thank you, Lord. I have many gifts, giftings. Thank you, Lord. I don't say that in pride. I say that in humility. There's many things I can do. Thank you, Lord, that have allowed me assets and making money to help others. Amen. I believe in dispersing what God has given you. You take care of God's watch, he'll always take care of your watch. Mm-hmm. That's the benefit of being a Christian. Mm-hmm. This man just realized he just asked me to sell everything I got, and he's never lived in that realm before. Think about that. Where are we going when we're broke? Huh? I tell my wife all the time, I've said this for years, I want to go homeless for 2 or 3 weeks. She said, you'll get beat up. You know, maybe not everybody wants to talk. I'm a big mouth. Everybody's my friend, right? And so, you know, she said, you'll just get beat up and you'll be in trouble. But I still want to try that. You know, I don't know what it would be like to live in behind a dumpster. I don't know what it would be like to be cold, you know, when I sleep in a warm bed every night. You know what I mean? I don't know how it would be not having anything to eat. And if you really wanted to do that right, you're going to do that without money, without, you know, any kind of, identification, you know, and things like that. You're going out there. And you're in the world with nothing, you know. But I think it would change people's lives if you realize that. In Tulsa, amen, we have – downtown Tulsa has an incredible number of homeless. Matter of fact, I just did some research on the homeless because I noticed this last couple of weeks going to Tulsa, amen, that I saw an increase in number of people on the street, you know. And so I actually Googled it and was doing some research, and it said in Tulsa – or in Oklahoma, actually, not Tulsa – we've had a 6.6 increase in the homeless population, amen, this year. Amen. 6.6 increase in 3 months. And most of it was catered to rising home prices. People can't afford rent anymore, and their families are going homeless. They just simply – the rent in Tulsa has gone up 30%. Amen. And people can't afford it. They barely could afford it before, and now they're just going to the street with their kids, and that grieves me. I got to be honest with you. That our system is messed up on that. Amen. We got a lot of people getting money that don't need to be getting money. They need to get a job, and there's plenty of work. Amen. And then there are others that are going through hardship that are willing to work and willing to pay bills, but it's not there. And so we need to find compassion for this. We need to find an answer through, amen, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding people. But, you know, is it really going to cost you something for going the extended mile for somebody that's having that bad day? Huh? That you're going to make a choice. I'm either going to get aggravated or come back on the attack, or I'm simply going to take it in, and I'm just going to say, I'm going to pray for you today, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to hold you up today. Amen. And the same way with having compassion. Not everybody's going to do what you do.
That's right.
Not everybody's going to have a safe place in life. Not everybody's going to have friends and neighbors that can encourage you in the things of God. Not everybody's got hour of power.
Right.
Amen. I see a lot of people, especially in the homeless realm, that have a lot of phones, but I don't know who they're calling. Right? Amen. I've had many conversations with people. Amen. There was two of us, but they were talking to four of us. You know what I mean? They're in la-la land, and they're just simply out of this world at the moment. Amen. But we're not going to judge that. Are we going to find love and compassion and say, man, they need prayer? Amen. I have answers for them. I have deliverance according to the Bible. He said, go into all the world, preach this gospel to every nation, kindred, and tongue. Is that wasn't optional. That was a command. Amen. Lay hands on the sick. You know, raise the dead if need be. Huh? Deliver that one from demons. Mm-hmm. Amen. Open the eyes of the blinded. This, again, was not optional. This was a command that Jesus said, I have given you power and authority, my power I have allowed you to operate in. What are we doing with that today? Are we so caught up in our own lives? Are we so caught up in our own way? Amen. And so we need to realize, amen, that he says here, and he was sad that they saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possession. And Jesus round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. He goes on to talk about the camel going through the eye of a needle, right, and things like that. You know, and again, I don't want to be the one to judge the wealthy. Thank God that, I'm getting ready to go to the Philippines June 1st, right? I love mission trip. I love the Philippines. My first wife that passed away was from the Philippines, and I've always had a great love for that country. And I'm going over there, but this particular year that I'm going now, amen, the Holy Spirit burdened my heart. I'm going over there this year to do a youth camp, and then I'm doing 3 weeks of pastor conventions. Never in the history of the church have we seen pastors so down, many of them. By reason of strength, maybe 10% in our world, amen, are just staying souped up in the things of God. They don't allow the hindrance in the world. But, man, people are real, and people are afflicted, all right? And it's no different in the pulpit. You know, numbers are dropping. They say the average church is dropping 30%. Amen. That despairs a pastor. He doesn't want to lose people, man. I mean, he's been called to love. Amen. And so we have been losing. This is several years statistically proven. We are losing roughly 1,500 to 1,700 pastors a month.
Wow.
That are just exhausted, can't bear it anymore. They are quitting ministry completely and going getting regular jobs. They don't want the burden or the call. But the Bible makes it quite clear that the gifts and the callings are without repentance. We don't have a right to walk away, but they're so overwhelmed, you see. And so we need to encourage them. Amen. And so God so dealt with me, and that's why I'm going to the Philippines for 3 weeks this year, is to encourage them and to have a good word. I mean, I've been a pastor pretty much two-thirds of my Christian life. You know, thank you, Lord. Amen. I've pioneered three churches, and this one here was already there. Amen. But the thing about it is that you have to stay tuned in order to stay tuned up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If you don't get in the Word, if you don't get in prayer, if you don't be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, who are you being sensitive to? Because the world will overwhelm you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Talk of the world will overwhelm you. And so we need to realize that there are things that we have to do in order for us to be everything God's called us to be. I don't want to be a has-been. Amen. Mm. I don't get it all right. All right. You're not looking at perfection here. Again, she got the halo. I ain't got it. You know what I mean? But the reality of it is my will and desire is to do the best I can do,
mm-hmm.
which I do fail in that. But God knows my heart. You know what I mean? The thing about it is I know when I miss it. Hello. You know, I don't need my wife, Judy, to tell me.
Right.
She's good at telling me, but I don't need Judy to tell me. I know when I miss it. Amen. And so I try to clean that up pretty early. Amen. Galatians 5:22 is really the operation of the child of God that ought to be living in. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. If we could learn to operate in this gifting that Jesus gave us, and the Apostle Paul is trying to encourage us to operate in that realm, amen, we're not going to be as negative in certain things or miss the mark, amen, as much as we would as never even thinking about these things.
Right.
Somebody needs you today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs me today. Am I going to be that smile? Am I going to be that benefactor to give them a better day? You know, I was in Southbound. That's kind of my hub in Sayre. And all the kids come in at lunch every day from the school, right? You know, I had some friends of mine. They were picking up some stuff, amen, at my gin and some old car stuff. And they came. I took them to lunch at Southbound. You know, well, the kids come showing up. We're walking out, and the kids are showing up. I grabbed this one kid. I give him a bear hug, and I said, when was the last time somebody took you down? He turned right around and got right in my face and it hadn't happened. I said, I'll get to you later. You know, you got to pick your battles, you know what I mean? I meant it as a joke, but I think he was somewhat serious on the deep end. Amen. Don't hurt the old guy, you know what I mean? And all the other kids, because a lot of the kids that come there go to the church, right? Yeah, they thought it was funny, amen. But I got on the defense, man. You know, I might have to muscle up here, you know what I mean? But the truth of the matter is they know your heart.
Mm-hmm.
They know who you are. People know whether that smile is fake. People know whether the words you speak are real.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody says, you know, I'm going to pray for you, they know if you'll really pray. Amen. They know if you'll really get down there to God and just not say, Lord, I pray for the hour of power today and I'm done. No, that you're going to get in there and you're going to try and give it your best and you're going to be faithful and you're going to be there when you don't want to be there and you're going to be that voice because it's going out. And let me tell you something, ladies, all of this is getting recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In the kingdom. Mm-hmm. All right. Hallelujah. All of this is rewards. And I know you're not working for rewards, but it will be rewarded. Your faithfulness. Hallelujah. And God needs faithful people operating today. Are you supposed to do a commercial?
Yes.
Oh, it's now good time. You know how I am.
I was waiting for you to